down if Will will play this week?
Yeah, I think Will. It looks good for Will to be able to play. Yeah, yep. As we sit here right now, no doubt.
That's gonna be a good boost for your group since so many people are hurt.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Always good to have him back with Hop. You know, obviously. You know, it's tough to lose Bruce. Bruce was a big part of what we're doing, but we brought up DeAndre White. We got Kobe Hamilton, who we just brought up a couple of weeks ago. So, Chris Thompson, obviously. So, you know, we've got a pretty good core of guys there working hard.
You pride yourself as a coaching staff on being able to put together game plans, even when guys are injured. You have other guys that you're coaching up, but how is it challenging to do that when you have guys that maybe you haven't seen as much of?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of being a professional coach, though. I mean, part of the philosophy of, you know, what I believe in coaching in this league is, you know, look, in order to manage the roster in the way that you want to manage it, you may have to bring some guys in, whether it's early in the season, middle of the season, or later in the season, that you have to train to get ready to play, you know, that Sunday. So you bring a guy in on a Wednesday, maybe you bring a guy in on a Thursday. You know, you have to get that guy ready to play on Sunday. That's just the way it is. And then sometimes things happen during a game. You have to kind of piece it together during a game. That's just what you're paid to do. So I don't look at it as challenging. It's more just it is what it is.
So when you look at Garoppolo and some of the things that you see from him now, when you evaluated him for a few years, what have you seen from him just in terms of growth?
Yeah, I think he's really good. I mean, he doesn't have a whole lot of experience, you know, and he's gaining that right now. But he's got a very quick release. He's very accurate, smart, makes quick decisions. You know, a couple plays against the Bears, he's in the pocket. There's pressure up the middle of the pocket. He can change his arm angle, kind of sidearm it, you know. He can throw over the top. He can, you know, he's athletic. He's got a lot of really good qualities, you know, to be a top-notch quarterback, so he's going to be a tough guy to deal with on Sunday.
How are things looking for Alfred Blue? I know he's been in concussion protocol.
Yeah, I would say that's I would say probably no for Sunday.
This might be more of a Rick question, but with Jimmy being with the Patriots for 4 years, and the NFL trade deadline comes along, and they trade him for a second-round pick. He helped them win games, was, you know, insurance for Tom, but then he was also an asset. I mean, is that just another example of how valuable that position is to, you know, accumulate, even if you have a guy, maybe go out and, you know, invest in another guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you just said it. I mean, it's a very important, obviously the most important probably position in the league. You know, you have to have that position. And, you know, it's interesting. It depends on kind of how it's working out for your roster. You know, it's, you know, the way it worked out in New England, they had a veteran quarterback, obviously a great player, and then they drafted Jimmy and trained him, and he played a couple games and played pretty well, and, you know, they were able to acquire value for him. You know, that's an interesting way to do it. That's not always the way it works out, but I think if you have, you know, a really top-notch starting quarterback and you can have a number two guy that you're developing that you think can be really good, I think that's very, very good. I think that's not only good for the depth of your football team, but it's good for all the reasons you just talked about. It'll be several guys. Yeah. I mean, there will be, it'll be several guys. If you can probably look at the roster and piece it together yourself, but there'll be a lot of different packages. I think, you know, that's trending in a better direction.
Thanks.